This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior.
Good morning, everybody. Now that everybody's sitting down and comfortable, we are, of course, going to have an opening convocation from Dalton Henry Choctaw Tribe. So would everybody please stand, please?
Thank you, Bob. Good morning. Jehovah Abash Billy Limam. Magnitradokia Ishapimadra Uglimaidur Yokevlaji. Magnitradokia Indian Nation Stuklo Pequot Icha Simono. Adokia business, Indian business Adokia Achukmat Mitchit Ija Holiso Sanaje. Holiso Ma MOU Achi Mash Indian business. Adukmat achokma hai ishana jgechi makhwa jehova shnash momaga istishaya jishnash momaga ishana de ogli maya roge jehova shnash ishana de ogli eginya magnit radukya in the nation zadukya blessing adukya jima de gon yoge jehova yoge jehova adukya blessing adukya momaga ishima jge jmakle department of interior department of interior staff secretary assistant secretary adukya blessing shima na jhamme de gon Achokma, okay. Jehovah, Anubado, Flyakukia, Nana Benoreshkana, Rene, say me, do you okay? Your engagement, babe. Aho.
Thank you, Dalton. Well, I think we all realize that this is really the beginning of a bright future in Indian country, providing goods and services from Indian owned businesses to some of the tribes that I've demonstrated that they have some significant businesses that could take advantage of the goods and services. So without further ado, I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce Assistant Secretary Carl Artman to say a few words prior to doing the signing ceremony.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for traveling to be here today. I'd especially like to thank President Bowers, Vice Chairman Reel, for coming up here especially to sign this memorandum of understanding today. Your shared vision about the value and diversity of your tribe's financial portfolios and your tribes themselves through this Indian country partnership is why we're here today. This is an historic time for Indian country and the federal approach to tribal economies. When I testify before the Senate committee later on this week, I'll be discussing Indian Affairs support for economic development programs, such as the loan guarantee programs and the job training and placement programs. The tribal energy resource agreements are near final publication. They should be coming out shortly. These will allow tribes to expand their control over natural resources development projects and participate directly in the global energy economy. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development is one example of the advancements in the emphasis that the Department places on tribal economies and tribal economic development. The federal government has come a long way from an era when failed federal policies sought to increase tribal governments and their economies' dependence on the federal government. Instead of bringing economic success to tribal communities, federal policy siphoned away our precious human resources to the urban economies beyond our homelands. This approach of all-or-nothing responsibility for tribal economies must and has and will continue to change to an approach founded on partnership for success. Tribal self-reliance has led to more effective problem solving, especially for our tribal economies. When tribes have the ability to chart their own paths, their own futures, unparalleled economic success will be the result. Under Chairman Thomas's guidance and leadership, the Mashantucket-Pequot tribe has become one of the greatest economic and community revitalizations in Indian country's history. Chairman Cypress and his vision has led to a commitment to diversify tribal business operations, and this commitment and this vision was felt the world around when the tribe recently purchased the Hard Rock brand. The success of these two tribes and others that will be participating in this memorandum of understanding are unparalleled. Today's MOU celebrates and affirms tribal government's decision-making power. It moves further away from ineffective federal policies and closer to a brighter future for successful opportunities for partnership. Under the MOU, the Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development will assist linking producing tribes and Indian-owned businesses with purchasing tribes. We will explore opportunities for greater collaboration and alert participating tribes when we find them. We will also seek to connect participating tribes with federal procurement opportunities and commercial markets worldwide. Economically successful tribes rely on a broad network of vendors and have formidable purchasing power. The MOU's partnership approach treats Indian country as a distinct economic circuit, creating wealth for remote reservations that are resource-rich but cash-poor. As a result, many remote tribal businesses now struggling to find markets for their goods may soon enjoy the entree to some of the largest markets in the United States. Work has already started to create partnership between Indian cattlemen, an Indian-owned meat processing plant, and an Indian-owned trucking and distribution company. I look forward to the partnerships and success that will grow when tribes with formidable purchasing power come together with tribes seeking to create demand for their livestock, seafood, agricultural products, raw materials, and mineral assets. For the people gathered here today, I'd like to invite you to come up here to say a few words before we sign the agreement.
It's good to be here. I want to thank Undersecretary Arkman, Bob Middleton, and the rest of the tribes, the nations here that is witnessing what we call the historic signing of just people like us in the tribe that will work together, which we've always been for centuries. And it's a great feeling to have you, the government, the Interior, to be behind us. And years ago, we did not have any economic opportunities. Today, I think we have the power of opportunities to fulfill the dreams of other tribes, the poor tribes, or the tribes that have not the opportunity that we have had. We reach out to them. And so we can use whatever products that they have, and again, to stimulate their own reservations. And I think that's a great idea, great concept. And we're glad that you are all here to back us up on this. And we're very grateful that we can help the tribes throughout the country. Whoever is willing to give us or sell us the products, because a lot of places they cannot find any products or any market for their own products. So instead of coming to the to the government like they used to, like we used to, we're going to be self-sufficient, and we make sure that we take care of our own, which is the Native Americans. And this is our dream. This is our concept. And thank you for being here for supporting that. Thank you.
I'm going to ask Rich also to stand right next to me and Kyle, and I'd like to have my counsel to come up with me, please. Just want to make a couple important points. I'm going to try to do it without putting on my glasses. I want to tell my age. I've been on our tribal council for over 17 years, and you watch great chiefs, come and go, and you watch your elders, share dreams with you on the reservation and at the meetings and the audience, and a lot of them are not here to witness this day. You see Joel Franks, who's been around for years fighting for Indian country and doing, planting the seed. He's one of my mentors who I always looked up to, Skip Hayward, and just a lot of chiefs, which everybody needs to have heroes. It creates a hope that things can get better than they are today, no matter what the present state is, that we should always be striving to be all we can be, or else our spirit really is dying if we don't try to exceed and improve and create more opportunities for our children and our tribal members, and also the environment in which we live in. You know, it's up to us to make sure that the environment is protected and that we can grow within the environment without in a balanced sort of way, because that's our culture, that's our heritage that was passed down to us, the values, and it's up to us to instill it in each and everything we do. But I think important points to make today for all of our ancestors who's not with us today and for the future generations, the kids need to know, what are we fighting for? What is today all about? Well, if you look in the Constitution and you see that the federal government has in there that to do trade with foreign foreign nations and the tribes. We are the tribes. There's money set aside for the tribes because of the injustices done to our people, that they will always take care of us and look out for us. And that doesn't mean lead us. We can lead ourselves. And that's what today is all about, is leadership. It's about Seminole reaching out to the Pequot tribe, taking the leadership role, taking the initiative, inspiring, helping to inspire Indian nations that there's nothing we can't do when we work together as we're moving forward, trying to move our people forward. We have to focus on the main principles of our tribe, which is self-determination, the importance of passing on and revitalizing, and I did say revitalizing, the government-to-government relationship. Without the proper resources, we cannot protect and promote and advance our people in all areas. And so that's what today is all about, Richard and Joe and Carl and council members. It's all about the revitalization of our government-to-government relationship, the enforcement of it. And no matter how big we get, people don't understand when all the trust monies was mismanaged or whatever the case may be. Banks was created, Native American Bank. I sit on that board. We created a trust department, and we thought that all the tribes would come and put all their trust money into the bank. There was one fundamental principle why that didn't happen, and that's to keep the trust-to-trust relationship with the federal government, between the federal government and the tribe. And as we move forward, no matter how big we get in one area, that's not, economics is not what makes up the tribe. It's the people and the spirit of the tribe what makes up the tribe in our in each of our environments on our reservations. It's not the economics. The economics is a tool which we can use to create opportunities for our people to venture out into. It also means that the Bayou Indian Act and the set-asides would have been set aside for our people, which are for our people, which we haven't had the opportunity to take advantage of, a lot of the tribes, that we can revitalize that. That's what this is all about, and we talk about it all the time, is that this initiative, procurement initiative, is all about using our buying power between the Seminole tribe and our tribe. We also have the Oneida, Wisconsin, we have Marengo, and we also have Kyle Creek, who are teamed up with us to use our buying power to get lower cost, get the same product at a lower cost, and then pass some of them savings on to the other tribes. So, and then as them tribes, the smaller tribes, or not even smaller, that the other tribes, it's not about smaller, the haves or the not haves, because everybody has. It's about everybody having the opportunity to bring their gift to life. And so we're about trying to do our best to help some of the other tribes to bring their gift to life through this initiative. And we'll be reaching out at Res 2008 to the tribes, letting them know that we're here. Richard and I, and Richard, committed to next week, finalizing next week, no later than 14 days, finalizing the structure of this vehicle and how we're going to move it forward and how we're going to operate. And then we have Ron, who's working day to day, making the connections with all the tribes. So it's important that we move at a pace, at a pace that we can manage, because we know that when you're in big business and if you're trying to bring a lot of the cattle from the tribes to the marketplace that you're not going to always have people like Marriott who's here today who are interested in buying the cattle from us and serving in their business. And Marriott is a big blue chip, world-renowned first-class hospitality venture. And we're proud to have people like that at the table today with some of the other buyers. It means that this is real. And so that means that there will be big business, though, who is going to try to attack us, and we have to be prepared, you know, to by being the best at making, producing, and developing and delivering the product to the marketplace, knowing what we're up against. And I just want to thank the Department of Interior for backing us on this and for keeping the government-to-government relationship, not just on paper, but making it a reality. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you very much. So let's go ahead and sign this. But as with any tribally driven initiative, it certainly should be led off by the tribal representative. So please.